cliffcentral.com.
So I'm sitting here with Haig Clubman and with David Beckham, and you were on my bucket list of people I really wanted to talk to.
Oh, amazing.
We've made it before I died, which is great. It's good to meet you.
We like that.
This is an incredible new project. I mean, you really get involved. So you're not just the ambassador for this. You designed parts of it. You've been intimately involved from the point of view of how it's going to taste, who you want it to appeal to, all of that stuff.
Yeah, I have, and it's something that I've really enjoyed. You know, and people that know me and people that have known me for a long time know that when I go into something, a partnership, a relationship, you know, I'm very committed. And I think that that's one thing that Diageo came to find out very quickly, because I like to be involved in, you know, the design of the bottle, the color of the bottle, how the liquid tastes, you know, how big the words are on the bottle, what the box looks like. So probably to an annoying point that I'd like to be involved, but I think that it shows a commitment. It shows people that you know, when we have success, you know, I'm very much involved, and I think people see that, you know, consumers see it, you know, my fans see it. And I think it's important because it has to be authentic.
Well, I suppose that's true for the whole family, because your wife is very much into a number of different things, but each of them she puts her heart and soul into.
Without a doubt.
Whether it's designing cars, clothing, you know, and it seems to be something that's followed through with. I mean, Brooklyn's doing photography.
I think we learn from each other. You know, we've been with each other for 20 years, and we kind of learn from each other about certain things throughout the business and throughout life. And, you know, it's a learning process, especially when you have children as well. You know, they're the most important things to us. You know, we do obviously do a lot of things throughout the business. We do a lot of things throughout, you know, personal life. But our most important thing is our children.
I often sort of wonder about who you can go to when you've got an idea like partnering with Haig Clubman in this case, and designing your own whiskey effectively, and all the other things that you've done. You own your own club now. Congratulations.
Yes,
on that. That's amazing. I mean, yeah. Isn't that every footballer's dream? I mean, when you're in it, you're the footballer, and you were the most famous guy of your time.
I mean, it really is.
But who do you trust? I mean, who do you bounce stuff off of?
I have a great team around me. You know, I have a small team, but it's a team that I've had for actually quite a few years. You know, there's a number of people that have been there and know me for have known me for a long, long time. We have a great creative team, but I'm very fortunate in the business world to actually have people come to me with ideas, options, you know, partnerships. But obviously with the team in Miami, that's something that I was obviously created from my career. You know, the fact that I've been successful throughout my career, and obviously got to a place where I'm able to own my own franchise with great partners. I mean, if you'd have turned around to me at 7 or 8 years old and said, okay, you're going to play for some of the biggest clubs in the world, you're going to be successful in football, and at the end of it, you're going to own your own team.
In America, yeah, where you've helped them to turn it into a sport that it wasn't really top of mind for Americans for a long time.
No,
you changed that.
But I think that one thing about America is when they really set their minds to something about being, they want to be the best, and they want to be the biggest. And I think that is one sport that obviously it's not the number one sport throughout America, but it's getting there. It's getting traction now. I think people are talking about it around the world globally. And it's great to be part of that. And for me, you know, to be an owner of my own team, to build a club, because let's face it, you can't do that in sports. You can't build a club from the ground up these days. It just very rarely happens. So to be able to do that in a great city with the partners that I have is very exciting. A lot of work to do, but it's exciting.
I'm really curious from the point of view of you evolving as, you know, you start off as this footballer, and you know, you got into that young, and you were just very talented, and you had a good management, but mostly you had a great head on your shoulders. You could figure a lot of stuff out on your own. and the evolution from that into all the other roles, it seems to me like it's very authentic. Like you get involved with stuff that you would get involved with in your own life. In other words, it's not, you're not just seeing a commercial opportunity. You actually want to be doing the stuff that you would do in your spare time if you weren't David Beckham.
Yeah. I want to have fun, to be honest. I think, you know, I've been very lucky to have the career that I've had. And my hard work has come from my parents. You know, the fact that I do have a good head on my shoulders has come from my parents, because if I didn't, my dad would let me know straight away. You know, I'm from the part of London, I'm from East London. So, you know, we can't get away with, you know, being a showman or, there's certain things when you're from East London you're not allowed to do, or you can't do, because you get pulled up very quickly about it. So I think, you know, that's come from my parents. My work ethic has come from my parents, my grandparents. And I've tried to take it into my business world, and the business that we've done. You know, I realize to be successful, you have to work hard. I realized that in my career, and now in the business world. But you're right. You know, if the things that I was getting involved in wasn't authentic, then they wouldn't be successful. And I think that, you know, people turned around when we first started this and said, you know, what do you know about whiskey? And I was honest, you know, I didn't know much about whiskey, but the challenge was I wanted to know more about the whiskey. And when I dug more into this, there was something when Diageo came to me and said, okay, it's the Haig family. I was like, I'm sure that there's something reminded me of something. And I remember my granddad, New Year, he used to come out with his whiskey, and he was a big smoker, my granddad, unfortunately. And he had an ashtray, and it was a Haig ashtray. And that's what took
me. So you remembered it.
So it's weird that there was something that was authentic about this partnership. So you're right. You know, but the product has to be good.
Yeah.
If it wasn't good, then, you know, it goes away very quickly. But the fact that we've had the success that we've had with a great brand, with a great family, and by the way, it's a great drink.
It
works.
Yeah, I tried some earlier. I'm already two glasses in, so if this interview didn't go well, it's my fault.
It's going very well. Well, I think it's going well.
Well, I mean, you just don't seem to make mistakes. This is the thing that really intrigues me, and I think a lot of people... people universally, I know there are probably a couple of naysayers here and there, but almost universally people love you, and they think that everything that you've done, and it seems certainly from the outside that everything you touch turns to gold, it must feel a little bit ethereal sometimes. It must feel almost like you're not really in your body some of the time.
No, I think the things that I look back at my career and I still pinch myself, the fact that I played for the teams that I've played for, I played with the players that I've played with, I've lifted the trophies that I've lifted. Those are the things that I look back on and think, did that really happen? I think that's, of course I've made mistakes. You know, I'd probably make mistakes every day, and my friends remind me of it. My wife reminds me of it. Sometimes my sons remind me of it. My daughter never reminds me of it, by the way.
You love her,
which,
right?
Which is a good thing.
She's the apple of the eye.
But that's you know, you're meant to make mistakes. And, yeah. You know, that happens. But if you have good people around you, and, you know, I've made mistakes throughout my career and done things on a pitch that I probably shouldn't have done. But the good thing is I always had good fans that supported me, a manager that supported me, teammates that got around me, friends, family. So I was very lucky that I had that. And so when I did make a mistake, I had people around me to actually pick me up and say, okay, get on with it.
Well, listen, congratulations. I think this is a terrific and exciting new thing for all of us to experience with you. And I'm really glad you're in South Africa to tell us about it.
I'm happy to be in South Africa. You know, I said earlier that I've been coming here for the last 20 years, and one thing that I love about coming to this part of the world is the energy. You know, there's a certain energy when you step into South Africa that is special. So I'm happy to be back.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
Cool. cliffcentral.com.